Hudson River Ventures, a Kingston-based small business investment fund focused on the Hudson Valley, is reseeding, so to speak, an Accord-based company with capital needed for growth. Ken Green founded about 10 years ago the first seed library in the United States, Hudson Valley Seed Library. The company preserves and sells thousands of heirloom and open-pollinated seed varieties. Green says the $74,000 loan from Hudson River Ventures will enable his company to make a few new hires, renovate a building to house the company's offices, storage, warehouse, and shipping operations, and put together the following.
We're going to have our first print catalog ever.
He says about $30,000 of the loan will go toward the catalog. He says the expense is not so much in the printing, but in the mailing.
Gardeners really enjoy the physical seed catalog, and that tradition and that experience of sitting down with the seed catalog and flipping through the pages in the dead of winter when it's cold outside and there's nothing growing is a really sort of pleasurable experience for people. And so having our catalog in that pile is extremely important, even though most of our sales are online.
Sean Eldridge is founder and president of Hudson River Ventures.
We're looking to invest in the existing strengths of the Hudson Valley. And the food and beverage and agricultural industries, I think, are a tremendous strength of our region. I think Hudson Valley Seed Library is a shining example of that, and we're thrilled to be able to invest in them. You know, we also invest in some of the other strengths of our region, whether it's tourism or advanced manufacturing. But obviously, food and beverage has been a real focus for us, and I think that that will continue. I think that the food and beverage and agricultural industries have a lot of room to grow in the Hudson Valley.
He says his fund has already invested in a handful of craft breweries, and he hopes to invest in farmers and companies who want to grow hops. As for Hudson Valley Seed Library, Eldridge says he likes the marriage of seeds and art.
I also think the Hudson Valley Seed Library is an exciting intersection of the agricultural strengths of the Hudson Valley, but also the artistic strengths, because they do a really creative job of packaging the seeds with art from local artists, and they make a terrific gift. And so I think there's really been a really devoted customer base that loves their product, and now they're at a point where they're able to expand and, you know, really reach a new audience.
Here's Green.
And we believe that the arts are a really important piece of agriculture and horticulture. They're sort of the culture in agriculture. And so we commission artists to design the cover of our seed pack.
He notes the annual gallery opening of the artwork commissioned for the seed packets takes place November 9th in Kingston. Green says there's something missing in sustainable agriculture.
People got to know their farmers more and more over the years, which is great. And they started asking, you know, who are our farmers? Where does our food come from? How is our food being grown? And the next step beyond that is to start saying, who are our seed growers? Where are our seeds being grown? And how are our seeds being grown? It's this whole invisible industrial process behind farming. And obviously, without seeds, we don't have farms.
And he talks about the importance of regional local seeds.
Genetic engineering has really a stronghold on the seed industry right now, and seed ownership right now. And so what we're trying to do is offer an independent source where people can trace their seed dollars and know that they're supporting something that's in their region that's independent, that they're supporting a small farm, and that they're getting the healthiest, highest quality seeds they can for the region.
Eldridge, a Democrat who has announced a campaign for the nomination to run against Republican Congressman Chris Gibson in 2014, says he is seeing connections among some of the companies in which he invests, a cross-pollination of sorts.
In the case of Hudson Valley Seed Library, it was terrific to hear from Continental Organics, a farm in Orange County that we've invested in, that they use the seeds from Hudson Valley Seed Library and that they love the product. So that kind of connection is really terrific.
Green notes he was introduced to Hudson River Ventures via the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.